friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
This season, we will be talking about walking with the past, but pressing on towards freedom in Christ. Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. We are so glad you are here with us, and we are so excited about starting a new season of looking back at our past and all we can learn from our past, like God's faithfulness, maybe things God wants to teach us as we move forward. And so we are looking at our past, but Chris, we are also pressing forward into the freedom Christ has for all of us. That's so right. We are excited you're joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you and interacting with you during this season. And so, Chris, we just got back from a road trip to Nashville.
That's right.
We had such a good time, and it was a really quick trip. Long distance,
right.
But for a short time. And God just really showed us some important things.
Sure did.
And he impressed upon our hearts some things that we needed to see and hear and recognize. So I'm just going to start by asking you, Chris, you know, we just got back from this trip, and we were able to reconnect with some very instrumental people from our past.
That's right.
Yeah. And I would like to know how the experience of looking back has encouraged your faith and helped you desire to continue to pursue and press in to freedom in Christ.
Good stuff. Yeah, we went to Nashville, and so Kelly and I spent 8 hours in a car together going to Nashville and 8 hours coming back. And so it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It's been a long time since we've been in a car together for that long.
Yeah.
It was some good stuff. But the main reason for making the road trip to Nashville was because of an opportunity that I was given to be on a podcast with Mercy Talk. And last week in our episode, I shared just a personal testimony of a season in my life that was very difficult, but so healing. And for that just to even come about is, so much about what I'm learning about looking back, Kelly. Like, we have to look back at our past to be reminded of God's faithfulness in the present and what he wants to do moving forward towards freedom. And so just being on another podcast, oh my goodness. I mean, 6 months ago, I would have never even thought about being on this podcast, but to be given an opportunity to share my testimony about what God has been doing for the last 23, 24 years was so encouraging to me. And that's an experience I will never forget, that reunion with my Mercy experience. I mean, we pulled in, and Kelly, I was nervous. Like, there was a lot of emotion just because I haven't even been back to Nashville, but to pull in to a place that was so instrumental and flooded with so many memories. I needed you there, first of all. What I want our listeners to know is 23, 24 years ago, you played an instrumental part in me going to Mercy and one of my most difficult seasons. And for you to be by my side and to walk back in there, I needed you. 30 minutes before that episode, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And you were like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you just really helped me get back into a mindset, a place that, yes, God has done so much, so I can share this. But You know, I think what else I learned is we had all the capabilities to call in and record right here from Somerville. Adriana would have played an amazing part in helping me dial that in. That could have been the plan, and it would have been an amazing experience just to reconnect, to share my testimony, you know, from a distance. But Kelly, I really felt like God was just impressing on me a couple weeks ago that healing, true healing, sometimes doesn't just happen 23 years ago. It doesn't just happen when we say we're going to share our testimony. Sometimes God will impress something on our hearts and we need to be obedient in the moment. And I heard God saying, go. I am already preparing, you know, a way. And so we did. I mean, you and I just, it worked out that we could record on a Monday. You're off on Monday. I work the weekends. And God just began to show us that that could be the way that we went about sharing my testimony. And so that's a huge thing, Kel, that just being obedient and listening to God when he says go, like there were so many blessings that have come, that came out from this trip by just being obedient to listen and follow. So, you know, I know that it would have been a blessing, Adriana, for you to walk me through that, but God absolutely showed us in so many ways that we're going to share that he was in the details. And he did. He did just that. And immediately, Kelly, you reached out to some people from our past, just some friendships, a connection in Greenville. A good friend of ours, Carrie, just opened her home so we would have a place to stay. Sunday
night. And Christy,
night.
That phone call was made less than 24 hours before we left.
That's
because our plans changed.
That's right.
We were going to go up early on Monday, but
somebody offered to work for me so I could get off early on Sunday so we could go. So we just want to give God the praise and the glory for those, what seem like minor details, but he was preparing the way, like he absolutely was. So we were able to stay with friends, have a meal cooked for us on Sunday evening. And then we got up early Monday morning, made the rest of the trip to Nashville. And like I just want to make that point that God was in the details from the beginning, just to trust him in that.
And I think by us saying yes,
right,
and her saying yes, like we were all blessed and encouraged. We had several hours to share together while we ate dinner and laugh and
catch up on life.
It wasn't just God's faithfulness to us, but what a blessing for all of us as we shared in this experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, just when we got to Nashville, obviously I was able to share my testimony, but to have a place to stay Monday night, even that was another connection. We knew that after recording and after having a tour going through the Mercy Home, we had another place to go, a place to have another meal, and God orchestrated another, you know, just time for us to share what God is doing in our life in a connect group at a church in Nashville. So, I mean, not just a road trip, not just a time to share on a podcast, but God just gave us an opportunity to share what he's doing in our lives in a connect group. So reconnecting with people that we knew, but also connecting to new friends. Just my goodness, God is so good like that.
And it really was a beautiful time of engaging with God's people.
That's right.
People from the past, but also brand new friendships that were made in the time we had to share. And we hadn't talked to Carrie or our other friend Tony and Tammy for years.
Yeah.
But that's the bond of Christ.
That's right.
That, you know, you get together and you start sharing what God's doing, and it's like no time had passed at all.
That's right.
It was wonderful.
What about you, Kel? What were your takeaways from this weekend?
Well, I think just like you, seeing God provide for every need that we had was just an encouragement to that's what God does. Now, when He says go and you say yes to go, like He provides for your needs, and He did. And it was not only special to us, but special to every relationship that we encountered over that two-day period. But Chris, I think when we get back from the break, we'll continue sharing what God is impressing on us from looking back, but pressing on.
Hey friends, we would like to invite you to join us at Cup of Manna Coffee Shop in downtown Summerville, South Carolina on March the 13th from 9 to 10:30 a.m.
And if you come in person, we'd love for you to enter a drawing to win a Cup of Manna gift card along with a basket of goodies to encourage you to keep walking.
Welcome back. Kelly and I just recently got back from a road trip to Nashville, and we are just discussing some of the things that God has impressed on our heart about, you know, what He wants us to understand about Him and how looking back at our past definitely plays a role in pushing forward, pressing into what walking in freedom looks like. And so, Kel, what about you? What has God impressed on your heart?
Well, I feel like the biggest thing God has been speaking to me lately, for one, is to listen, to be still and listen to what He wants to say. I think He wants to speak to us. I know for me, it's almost like in the past, I've done what I thought was the right thing to do, or I've read scripture, but I really just feel impressed as I dwell with my Father to take time to listen to His voice. And Chris, one of the things that He's been showing me, He's been impressing upon me, is that in Matthew 5, He says, "You are the salt of the earth." I started writing that today, and I even wrote, "You need to be the salt of the earth." And I'm like, I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, "No, that's not what I said.
Right.
You are."
That's good.
"The salt of the earth."
Good.
This is not about you trying to be the salt. It's not about you living up to an expectation you think God puts on me. You are
good.
The salt of the earth. So what is salt? What is salt? Salt, you probably know, is used to preserve meat back in Bible times. Those times it was used as a preservation of meat. But it was also used for flavor. And so as Christians, why does God say, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world"? And I think God wants us to have an obvious impact on everyone who we come into contact with in Nashville,
yeah,
in Greenville, on her way at Bucky's in Florence. You know, God wants us to be the salt. But Chris, we don't work at being the salt of the earth. You know, in January, I really felt like God gave me the word dwell, to dwell with him, to abide with him, to be with him. And in John 15, it says, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without abiding in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. So I'm just kind of relating as I dwell with my Father. He says, you are the salt of the earth. And I want to be the salt. I don't want to work. I don't want to continue to get caught up in. I can be the salt when the tremors are gone. I can be the salt if MS was healed. No. Chris, I think we were talking off air about God holds us in the fire. He holds us in the fire. And so often we need to, I need to learn to not try to get out of the fire so quick, but to allow God to hold me in this fire that I feel like I'm walking through. And it's not about being fixed, but it's about being the salt as I walk it out day by day.
So good. And that story that we were talking about is from Daniel, chapter 3. And there was a king, King Nebuchadnezzar, who built this gold idol, the statue that he wanted everyone to bow down to. And there were three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they knew who their God was. They knew who they served, who they loved, and they were not going to bow to an idol. And the consequence of them not bowing down was they were ordered to be thrown into a furnace. And I think many times, Kelly, the reason I was thinking about that story is exactly what you're talking about. We have fires that we are going to go through. There are fires that there are hard seasons where the heat is turned up. And just because we are believers, just because we know a good, good God, does not mean that we are not going to go through the fires. And the thing about that fiery furnace was they were obedient. They did not bow down. And God did not take the furnace, the fiery furnace away. In fact, in scripture, it tells us that the heat from that fire was heated up 7 times hotter. And so, you know, why would we think that the fires that we are walking through, the hard seasons that we go through, are going to be taken away because we serve a good and mighty God?
Yeah, because we sing worship songs, right, or we memorize a verse.
That's right.
That doesn't make the fire go away.
No, but what happened in that story? The good part of that story is they were bound and thrown into that furnace.
That had been turned up.
That had been turned up. Yeah. And King Nebuchadnezzar is watching this whole thing unfold. And he looks into that furnace and he sees how many people in the fire?
Four
men walking around. How many were thrown into the fire?
Three.
And so let that just be a reminder that the furnace that you might feel like you are in today, you don't have to be in that alone. God is with you. He is in you and he will walk through it. And that did not, the other thing about that story that I'm reminded of is there were people that died that just were close to the fire. I mean, just, but God protected them and he didn't not let them go through the fire, but he was in it with them. And so, man, I'm just, that pumps me up because we've gone through some things and I know our listeners are going through some things and you might just need a little encouragement that you're not alone. And if you feel like you're alone, you just need to understand that God sees and he loves you and he wants to be in those fires with you.
Yeah. Chris, just as I feel like God is showing me, you are the salt of the earth. The last few days we went and saw friends from the past. And in a moment, they said yes to meet a need we had. And to me, that is a tangible way they have been the salt of the earth. They said, yes, Jesus, we have a spare room. We will provide a meal for them to come. And so I love that. I want to be that. And yeah.
Awesome. The other thing I wanted to share about this weekend was 23 years ago when I walked through the doors of Mercy. I think I explained this last week, that there was just, I experienced a love like I had never known. And we were back 24 years later. And I tell you what, that same feeling of love was received again. And I mean, it was just a personal, 24 years ago, it was a personal invitation to fall into the loving arms of Jesus that was initiated by a staff of people who had Jesus living inside of them. It wasn't that I walked in and I, you know, had this revelation of Jesus. It was through people who loved Jesus and Jesus lived inside of them. And so I think that is another huge takeaway. Jesus lives inside of us. He lives inside of you. He lives inside of me. If you're listening to this podcast and you know the Lord and he lives inside of you, then you are that love that somebody else might need in your circle. And so that's my biggest takeaway, that we go through things so that we can help other people go through things. And I mean, it's just a beautiful picture of how only God really works like that. Because we don't have to try to make it happen, just like you were talking about doing and working to make something happen. If God is working through us, then he's going to get us through it, and he's going to let us lead others to him.
That's right. Well, we always like to leave our listeners with something, and as we've been challenged this past few days about looking at our past, but pressing on to freedom, and also being reminded of how people have loved and shared and given to us. What about you? What about how can you be the salt of the earth right where you are? At work, at the gym, at the grocery store, at church? How can you love people and share the love of Christ with others?
That's great. And Kelly, we have some very exciting things that are happening.
We're so excited.
Today, as this episode drops, you might have found us only on Spotify, but as of today, you will be able to find us on all platforms. So we are so excited about what God is doing in and through this podcast. You can find us at Walking with Kelly and Christy on Instagram and Facebook. And as always, we would love to get feedback, and we would love for you to rate, review, and leave a comment.
And one way you can share with us is we are having a sit and sip
Meet and greet.
Meet and greet at a local coffee shop called Cup of Manna in downtown Somerville. And they have just agreed to support us and help us and host us. So on March 13th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m., we would love for you to come share with us. We want to meet you. We want to hear your story and how God is at work in
That's
you.
That's right. And we would love for you to get your name in a drawing
Yes.
for just a gift card, a basket.
Yes.
But we would love for you to be there in person so we can get to know you.
Yes.
So until next time,
keep walking. Walking.
Rooted Studio.